Here's Dan Schulman, President and Chief Executive Officer at PayPal, on the discussion, Prioritizing Small Business in Economic Recovery, sponsored by PayPal.
This idea of how can we help our small business customers really rethink their entire strategy for how do they continue going forward when the world has shifted more and more towards digital is something that we're, I think, uniquely able to go and do.
Listen to the entire discussion on WTOP.com, search PayPal.
Politics, power, and the people. From Washington, D.C., this is The Week on the Hill.
If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public, so we can begin to take advantage of vaccine to get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter, 2021.
I think he made a mistake when he said that. It's just incorrect information. And I called him, and he didn't tell me that. And I think he got the message maybe confused. Maybe it was stated incorrectly. No, we're ready to go immediately as the vaccine is announced.
President Trump and the head of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, not on the same page as questions swirl around the timeline for approval and distribution of a coronavirus vaccine. I'm WTOP's Mitchell Miller, and science and politics are proving to be a volatile mix as the presidential election gets closer. The president continues to insist that a vaccine will be ready in just a matter of weeks, possibly in October. And he and Dr. Redfield had different messages related to wearing a mask after the CDC director testified before a Senate subcommittee.
This face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine.
As far as the mask is concerned, he made a mistake. Number one, it's not more effective by any means than a vaccine, and I called him about that. And I believe that if you ask him, he would probably say that he didn't understand the question.
As for a vaccine, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has weighed in, stepping up criticism of the president's handling of the pandemic.
I trust vaccines. I trust scientists. But I don't trust Donald Trump.
The House's top Republican, however, Kevin McCarthy, has come to the defense of the president.
What I think has happened here, because of Operation Warp Speed, things are moving so quickly that we are able to do things that we haven't done before, but making sure we test every ability of going forward so it's safe and it's effective. I think one of those two individuals had more information than the other, and that was the president.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is highly critical of not only the president, but many of his Republican supporters in Congress, arguing that they're letting the president allow politics to prevail over science.
Why is it so hard for the Republicans to accept the science, crush the virus, so that we can open our economy and open our schools more safely? These enablers, they're going to have to tell their children and their grandchildren the responsibility they have for the fact that we are 200,000 people dead and that didn't have to happen.
President Trump continues to defend his handling of the crisis.
We have done a phenomenal job. I get calls from other people in other countries. They can't believe the job we've done.
And the president on Friday offered more information on the vaccine and plans for rapid distribution.
The administration will deliver it to the American people immediately. Distribution will begin within 24 hours after notice. Massive amounts will be delivered through our great military. We'll have manufactured at least 100 million vaccine doses before the end of the year, and likely much more than that. Hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
The president, meanwhile, is also pushing for a new economic stimulus package to deal with coronavirus relief. Talks remain stalled with congressional Democrats and Republicans close to $1 trillion apart on what the next legislation should include. I asked Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine about whether the president's latest comments on relief could help get the legislative process moving forward.
Mitchell, that's a positive sign. And look, the only thing that's going to break this dynamic, because the challenge in the Senate is within the Senate GOP, Senator McConnell has candidly stated that he has at least 20 members of the 53 who will not vote for one more penny of aid. They're not going to do it. So the division within the Senate GOP has made it hard for them to come up with a proposal that would get enough Republican votes that would be also attractive to Democrats. But the way that gets solved, if it's going to be solved, is for President Trump to to basically say, hey, look, I'll negotiate with the Democrats and we'll find a proposed package going forward.
House Speaker Pelosi has been feeling political heat within her own Democratic caucus from moderate Democrats who worry when they get questions from constituents who want to know why Congress is still unable to get anything done with millions of Americans still unemployed. Virginia Democratic Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger and New York Republican John Katko are members of the Problem Solvers Caucus, which has offered up bipartisan legislation to try to kickstart negotiations.
What the House put forth months ago isn't moving forward, didn't get us a deal. Now the next step is what comes next.
Katko made an appeal to leaders of both parties.
I ask all of them to put their swords down, to stop preening for the cameras, stop using their talking points, and take a look at this document.
But congressional leaders are cool to the proposal. And even though members of both parties say legislative action is needed, the process has effectively been frozen by election year politics. In the meantime, Americans have begun early voting in several states, including Virginia. Pandemic politics will likely play a role in how they vote in not only the presidential race, but key contests for Congress. I'm WTOP's Mitchell Miller, and this is The Week on the Hill.